following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hello, Refuge family. June the 11th, fireside chat time. It's good to be with you, and glad to have the opportunity. So thank you for allowing it and tuning in. I want to chat today in our fireside chat about dieting. And don't worry, spiritual dieting. I'm going to take a look at Psalm 42 here in a few moments. But in the age that we live, with all the available sources of input, which are innumerable, it's a timely word, especially the input that we're getting at this season. And as we've said for the last few days, kind of a dual crisis season. But in my lifetime alone, as it relates to input, things that we take in, that we diet into our minds and hearts and our inner being, it's changed a lot for sure, right? In my lifetime, we've gone from 5 TV channels to 500 plus TV channels. And so adding to that social media and all the available sources of quote unquote news feeds, we've kind of redefined what news is, but all of that and of course the current events of the times, was impressed of the Lord to chat today about this, about spiritual diet. So many things in the spiritual realm are similar in the physical realm, and we can draw analogies from them that way. And I've noticed that on physical diet, and I don't mean restrictive so much as like, you know, only eat whatever, just proteins or that. I'm just talking about what we take in, what we, it's part of our what we eat and all. And I've noticed that my body, I think your body does the same thing. I think it's the way God's wired us. They will tell you, our bodies tell us, when perhaps we've had too much of one thing, right? So if I've had too much sugar, my wife makes homemade cookies, and thankfully, she makes them great, but thankfully, we don't have them that often because I would eat them more often. But if I eat too many of them, which I'm prone to do, because the cookie dough plus the cookies, they're hot out of the oven, crispy in the outside, chewy in the inside, cold milk or coffee, too much sugar, nausea, get a little nauseous. It's my body saying, no more, no more sugar. Or too much or too little caffeine. For some folks, it affects them quite powerfully, whether they're heart racing, energy level, because of too much or not enough energy, you know, because they haven't had enough, whatever the case may be, their body is speaking, so to speak. Or carbs, right? Too many carbohydrates. What we talk about carb coma, right? When we're have too many carbs, too many carbohydrates, and we're just kind of sluggish, we're kind of groggy. Or not enough protein. We don't have enough protein. I find that I get a little lightheaded. I got to have some protein. I just got to have a piece of turkey or something because I need some more protein. So the problem is not that our bodies don't tell us. The problem is our bodies tell us and we don't listen sometimes. And the same thing in the spiritual realm, right? The Holy Spirit tells us, speaks to our heart, speaks to our spirit, that part of us, that part of our inner being that communes with God, he tells us when we've taken too much of the wrong thing in, right? Too much of the wrong input, or not enough of the right input for that matter. And there's signs, there's evidences in us, in our inner person, in our inner being, in our spirit, just like they are with our body. And the scripture talks about these things. It talks about sowing to the spirit. You sow to the spirit and you'll harvest life. Paul talks about that in Galatians. So in other words, good input into our spirit and our soul, that's life-giving. It's the idea there, if the input's good. And fruits of the Spirit, right? Galatians as well. And love, joy, peace, and kindness, and patience, and And speaking of which, quick little side note, Tuesday's chat with Jonathan on the bits of life, excellent. You want to check the archives of that out. So scripture speaks to that. It's also sowing to the flesh, planting, so to speak, to the flesh, sowing to the flesh, you know, input, bad input to our spirit and soul. The Bible says it just brings about decay and destruction of our inner being. And so just as surely as these things have their similarities in the physical and spiritual realm, you could say with cravings, you know, you crave sugar. If I crave sugar, the same thing could be said when I do that and my body says no more. Same thing when I crave news. I want to take it. I want to read more. I want to see more of what's happening. And my inner being, my spirit, my heart is saying no more news. No more. That's enough. Because the result often is despair, hopelessness, seclusion, fear, none of which is from the Lord. Those aren't things that God provides, right? That's not attributes of God. Those are not fruits of walking with the Lord. Those are not good things. That's decay, and it destroys us from within. And yet I see that happening probably now more than ever. And just talking with some of our refuge family, I see it even in me. I see that effect that it can have, right? The Bible says, also in Galatians, by the way, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Just a little bit of leaven. And those of you that bake and know how to bake, even if you don't, you know that it doesn't take, or maybe you know, it doesn't take much leaven to make this whole big loaf of bread rise, just a little bit. It doesn't take much. And so the scriptures use that kind of analogy as well, physical analogy for the spiritual realm. It doesn't take much leaven of the news to affect our whole being. And that is why, and I've mentioned this in a previous chat before, that is why the scripture tells us in Philippians chapter 4 that the things that are true and right, and pure, lovely, things of a good report, dwell on these things. Dwell on those, because our tendency is to dwell on the things that are not of a good report. That's what we tend to do. And so that's why the Bible has to tell us, hey, don't do that, right? Dwell on the things that are true and right, pure and lovely, the things of a good report. Dwell on those, really ponder those, not the opposite things. So does that mean we're to be ignorant, as some would conclude by that statement I'm making? And of course not. The Lord doesn't call us to be ignorant on such matters. Take in the facts for sure, but take in the facts, and I guess that's the operative word there too, the facts, but take in the understanding is important. Take in the understanding of the plight of those that are sick with COVID-19. Because you may not have it, and think, I don't have it, but take in the plight of those that do. Or those that have lost their job because of all that's been going down the last 3 months. And what that's like, think about that. Think about, as we talk about a dual crisis in what's going on currently with some of the rioting and looting companion with sometimes with the protests. Think about the plight of law enforcement officers. And we have some from our own church that are working double shifts, no days off. I mean, that job is wearing enough as it is, and then say, oh, you're not, you know, pulling a 10-hour shift today. It's going to be a 20-hour shift or whatever, or 16 instead of an 8. And all that they deal with. Think of that plight. Think of the plight of the victims of racism as well. And do that, but take in the facts. That's important. It's interesting. I was thinking about this today. Early this morning, in fact, I was down at the beach and thinking about, you know, Paul, when he spoke to the Bereans, we read this in the book of Acts, when he spoke to the folks in this area of Berea, he commended them because they searched out the scriptures. They did their due diligence to check the veracity of Paul's preaching, right? And all the more then for us to do our due diligence to the sources of news that we're listening to and making sure we're getting all the facts, not just a one-sided and in any direction, but just the facts. Let your spirit with connecting to the Holy Spirit do the commentary. Just take in the facts and then you process that with the Lord. So it's important more than ever, again, in light of the times, to take in the, and pardon more analogies here, but take in the proper pH levels, right? You've heard of the pH levels and the alkaline and acid and all the things we eat. That's part of it. If you get too much of one, not enough of the other, that's not good. So you need acids, you need alkalines, and you need this balance, that pH balance. But I want to talk to you about, for the last few minutes we have, the pH of praise and hope, because it comes from Psalm 42. And what got me thinking about this is, in our backyard, we have these hydrangea, if I'm pronouncing that right, if I'm not, sorry, hydrangea flowers, and they're just taking off, looking awesome, growing, and my wife's planted some in our backyard, and she had fed them some, actually it was coffee grinds, but the purpose was because of the acid in the coffee grinds affects the pH, and that actually can affect the appearance of the flower and the color of it, make it like a bright blue by the altering of the pH. And made me think it's like with you and I. Not just taking in something other than the news, because that sometimes you think, oh, then I just won't watch, you know, the news. I'll just watch mindless stuff or listen to mindless stuff. And that's not really the solution, right? That's like fillers in processed foods. And it may not be a bad thing that's in there, but it's just not food. It may have no nutritional value. And so we want to take in those things that are nourishing and balanced pH, right? So Psalm 42, listen to this. Psalm 42 says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you, Lord." So that's great, isn't that? There's so much there in just those few verses. It shows me these three essential ingredients for a balanced pH diet and spiritual diet, obviously. So the P, praise, as the psalmist said, that's so important. Praise music is so key. I think it's always key, and no pun intended there, but it really is. Not just music, but praise music, and I love music, obviously, all kinds of music, but music is just a general gift, but music that fans the flame in my heart for God, that fans the flame in your heart for the Lord, that's praise music, and I think now we kind of need extra helpings. We need seconds on that, so to speak. Very, very important to take that in, praise music. Then the H, hope. As the psalmist said, my hope is not in man, but it's in God. And so we put our hope in God, in God who shines through his people, who's shining through his people, people that are in the medical profession now, that we have brothers and sisters from Refuge, that's what they do. They're nurses and doctors, and the Lord is using them, and they're shining through this time, and they're helping people, but they're helping them in the immediate need and then pointing them to the eternal answer as well. And we have law enforcement officers here as well. And law enforcement officers, the same God shining his hope, the hope that's in him, that eternal perspective, the hope that's in him through those law enforcement officers. And even God shining through his people that are partaking in peaceful, God-honoring demonstrations that sometimes are getting commingled with that which is not right, obviously, right? No brainer in some of this stuff. But that God-honoring demonstration or whatever response people feel called to in these times, that would fit into that category. God shining through and pointing to hope that's in him. And your countenance, your appearance is brightened, like those hydrangea flowers or bushes, when your hope is in the fact that your God is, as we sing, a way maker, right? That's such an important song that we've been singing lately. He's a way maker, a miracle worker. He never stops working. It's not, I work a little, I stop. No, the Lord never stops working. And that's our God, and that's why we have hope in him. And hope, and you know this, as the scripture describes it, not as we've come to define it, we're kind of wishful thinking, but confident expectation. That's what biblical hope is, confident expectation. Our hope's in the Lord, right? So praise, hope. And then the last thing the psalmist said there at the end of Psalm 4, at least at the verse 6 of Psalm 42, my soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you. And so we remember that our God never stops working. We remember what he's done in our life. We remember what he's done in other people's lives because we hear their testimonies, and that's why testimonies are important. Oh, God did this? Wow, that's great. And so we hear those things, and we remember those things, and we look at that in Scripture, and we see what God did, and he's still doing. The same heart then, same heart today. And we think, that's our God. My hope is in him. The God who loved me enough to send his son Jesus to die for me. When I was his enemy, I had nothing to do with him prior to being saved. He loved me that much to send his son to die for me. And as the Apostle Paul goes on to say there in Romans 8, how much more now that I'm his? How much more now that you're his? You're his child now. And so he loves you like a father loves his child, his own child, not somebody else's child, his child. That's you. That's me. And so these are the things that we need to partake of, the spiritual diet that's perhaps more important now than ever. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you. As always, your word is so complete. It's so applicable. It is so timely. Lord, we just need to open it and consider it. It's there, just as surely as you speak into our hearts, it's happening. We just need to listen. Help me to listen. Help my brothers and sisters to listen. Lord, help us to take in the right diet of praise and hope and remembering you and who you are, no matter what the times are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.